Hi everyone, Jeff here from Gojo Media. I do in-depth and fun food reviews on YouTube. To find me, just search for Gojo Media Jeff.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast. Let's go!
And welcome to episode 345 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 16th of August, 2015. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at midday Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us on facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone app. Your hosts today are Brad, Belinda, myself, I'm Jody, and Jacob. And our guest today is Jessica Hutchinson, who's going to be telling us about her recent trip to the USA and what she's doing with social media. So, hey, Brad.
Hey, Jody, how are you?
I'm doing well. Here we go, take two.
Hey, did we do this yesterday, right?
Okay, did we fall off again?
I think we did. We did this yesterday, right?
Yes.
We did. So next week, we're going to have Peter back on from iMore. So don't worry about that. He'll be back on next week. And we'll have Ken Domic on as well. He does food reviews.
Yum.
For great food. Always good food, what he reviews on that channel. So, Jody, how's your week been? And anything changed from yesterday when you mentioned it?
Well, since nobody got to hear yesterday. No, the week's been good, Brad. It's been busy. You know, a lot of stuff going on in social media this week. We'll be talking about some changes with iTunes and with Apple. But still looking forward to the launch of the 6S or maybe the 7.
Yep.
Other than that,
I think it would be the swell. iPhone. Yeah. Very swell. Jacob, how's your week been, man?
Oh, it's been pretty good.
Yeah? Anything interesting happened, mate?
Wet.
Earth to Jacob.
Yeah, well, you don't forget to mention the package you got, mate.
The food I got from the UK.
Yeah.
Which was supposed to be from Australia.
Well, no, I'm not sure. It's UK. Same thing.
Yep.
All right. Belinda, how's your week been? You there, Belinda?
Yep, sorry. Yeah, I'm having technical problems. The audio keeps cutting out every 5 seconds. I've had a pretty busy week. Just I quit my job on Tuesday, Australian time, and so I'm going to go it alone, try and start working online for myself. And also I'm going to try Uber driving, so it's going to be very interesting. Hopefully I make some good money from that. And trying to expand my YouTube channel.
Cool.
So making more time to do stuff. So, yeah.
All right. Okay. So, Jessica, how's your week been?
Really bittersweet for me. I landed back in Australia yesterday and really didn't want to come home. I was having such a good time in the USA. It was one of the best trips I think I've ever had. And just getting to be with the people that I got to be with and meet the other people that I spent time with. And it was just really, really wonderful. So I've had a fairly bittersweet week, but I was at Disneyland at the start of it. So, you know, can't be too bad.
That's very cool. Tell us about that. How was it?
Yeah. Oh, Disneyland was fantastic. I last went to Anaheim when I was 5 years old, so it was really cool to see the difference that 24 years can make. I was a little disappointed with Toontown, which was being built when I was there last time. So I was kind of like, oh, really? This is it? Okay. But it was really cool to get to see the rest of the park and just see the difference that time can make, and to do California Adventure Park as well, which was really, really cool. So, yeah, lots of sore feet, lots of walking around, and lots of American food like burgers and ginormous turkey legs the size of your head. So well, it was pretty good.
How was the USA hamburgers over there?
Oh, you know, depending on where you went, it could have been a bit, like, it was a little hit and miss. So I did Macca's out of necessity one day and instantly regretted it because it was just horrendous. But I did In-N-Out Burger just before we flew home and was pretty impressed.
Wow.
There was a really cool burger that I had at California Adventure Park. I can't remember the name of the place that it was at there, but it was right next to the California Soarin' ride. And it was a chili burger, so it had like a meat patty, but then it had, you know, mincemeat chili stuff on top of it as well. And that was really sloppy but delicious and fantastic. It was at Grizzly Mountain, was it? Sorry, I've got my partner sitting here next to me trying to whisper in my ear.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it was really, really great. The food was fantastic. I ate way too much of it. I'm probably about 20 pounds heavier, but I'm pretty happy.
Good stuff. How was In-N-Out Burger? How was it, the food there?
It was really good. I was lucky that we had a friend come with us because she kind of gave us the guide to In-N-Out. So we had a double-double animal style. So animal style apparently means that they add all of the possible things to it that they could possibly add. And that was really delicious. It was really nice. Very greasy, but very, very fantastic. And it was cool because they make everything in there to order. So, you know,
wow.
Really puts to shame a lot of other fast food places that you could possibly go to.
So with the other,
it was really, really good.
So with the other fast food places, like in Australia with McDonald's or KFC, how do you compare that to them sort of places over here?
I don't really eat much fast food here, to be perfectly honest. Like if I eat any kind of takeaway stuff, it's usually from local places that are, that have really good quality ingredients. So we have a really awesome pizza place right near where we live called Hot House Pizza.
Okay.
And their pizza is just out of this world. So delicious. So I guess when I went to the States, we kind of indulge in a bit more fast food than what we normally would here. And you can really tell the difference with American food too, because it's a lot saltier and it's a lot sweeter, and it's sweeter in ways that you wouldn't necessarily anticipate. So even the bread itself is quite sweet.
Okay.
So it was an interesting experience to kind of get an idea of what's on most people's palate in America, I suppose, you know, the average kind of person that would go to fast food places. So
interesting.
It was a really interesting experience, but In-N-Out Burger is fantastic. If you ever go over, I highly recommend it, and make sure you get it animal style.
All right, we'll do. Jacob, what's your view on that? Have you been to In-N-Out Burger before? I'm sure you have. Jacob?
We can't even hear anybody on this podcast.
Really?
Look at the chat.
Okay, well, anyway, we'll have to keep going. Linda, what's your view on that?
It sounds pretty good. I saw Ken Domick do a few reviews of In-N-Out Burger, and he had the poutine with the animal sauce stuff, and it kind of looks a bit like Thousand Island dressing with a few pickles and that through it. Right. So,
yeah. Okay, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, Thousand Island dressing is used quite a fair bit over in the States. Even I think the animal style that we had for the In-N-Out Burger had the Thousand Island dressing on top of it as well. And then one thing that they kind of have there a lot, which we don't really do as often here in Australia, is ranch sauce, which is just awesome.
Huh. All right. Okay. So, Jacob, what's your view on this, mate? Jacob?
I'm sorry, Brad, but I can't do the podcast.
Really?
I can't, because even Belinda's having the same problem. Jody's having the same problem. We can hear every word. We can't, like, every 5 seconds of your voices break. It's like,
well, I'm going to keep going with it. I'm going to keep going with it anyway.
That's what you sound like.
I'm going to keep going anyway. Okay, so so Jessica, tell us more about what you did over there and stuff.
Yeah, I'm happy to. I mean, unless you think we need to sort of delay just so that people can hear a bit better.
No, we cannot delay this because we need to keep going. Yeah, so tell us more about it.
Oh, you've just dropped out, mate.
Really?
Oh, now you're back.
Now I'm back. All right.
Yeah. Oh God. What else can I tell you about the States? We started off in Indianapolis. We went to Gen Con, which was fantastic. I got to help my friend out at his booth. So my friend Ben, Benjamin Looms, he created some software, an application called Sirenscape. And what Sirenscape does is it allows you to have a customizable soundtrack to your gaming sessions when you're role playing or when you're playing board games and that sort of thing. So I got to help him out at his booth, which is really fantastic, and got to see people experiencing Sirenscape for the first time. I got to listen to people record some really cool stuff because he's making a Gen Con soundscape. So there were lots of people coming up and screaming and saying all sorts of funny things and making animal noises. Yeah, it was really fantastic, and it was a great show to be a part of, and to see him be nominated for 2 Ennie Awards was really, really cool. And yeah, just had a really good time. Did Gen Con, did LA for a couple weeks after that, did Disneyland, and yeah, it was a really, really fun time. Got to meet a lot of cool people and hang out at some really cool places like the Geek & Sundry Twitch Studios.
Nice one. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you went there. That's right. Yeah, how was that?
Yeah, it was really fantastic. I've never seen Twitch from a creator perspective before. So when you log on to Twitch, you can see what people create. And you can see the content that they're producing, and you can engage in the chat room and everything. But I've never seen it as someone that's putting the content out there. So to see their setup was really cool, not just in the studio space, but behind where the control panel is and the software that they use to integrate everything was really, really special. And it was really cool getting to hang out with the people that make the stuff, because they've got a very shoestring crew there. So everyone's really busy and really tight-knit. And really, really fantastic to hang out with. So that was a really cool experience too.
All right, good stuff. Blinda, any other questions for Jessica?
I was just going to ask you what you like about America the best out of all your experiences going there.
Oh, gee. God, it's a really hard question for me to answer because in the last 3 years I've done Disneyland in Anaheim and then Disney World in Florida. So I guess a really big part of why I like America is that they have Disney. And it's because you get to be a big kid there, effectively. You get to experience everything like you would if you were a little girl again or a little boy. But the thing that I think that I love the most is the people that I've met and the friendships that I've forged, especially in the creative community and the filmmaking community, because it's a lot more prolific there, I suppose. So the people that you meet are really passionate, creative content creators who, you know, really enjoy what they do and they're really committed to what they're making and they've always got something on the go or they're always looking forward to something. So I really love that, to be perfectly honest. We do have a creative community, obviously, here in Australia and in Melbourne where we're from, but it's, I don't know, there's just something a little bit different about the community over there that I really love, especially the gaming community too.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I find in America they kind of accept people videoing and that sort of thing a bit more than here. They're just, people are a bit more funny here about being filmed and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think it's partially personality based too, because I think here in Australia we're quite self-deprecating and you know, heaven forbid someone you know, have a greater sense of worth or self-respect for themselves, you've kind of always have to be a little bit deprecating at the same time. You can't be sort of like, yeah, I'm a really awesome person, because people sort of look at you and go, oh, that means you're obviously you're a bit of a wanker. But over there, I think when you display that kind of confidence within yourself and not to the point of being completely egotistical, but when you present yourself with that kind of confidence, it's really respected and it's really appreciated, because it means then that, you know, people don't necessarily wonder whether you're the genuine article. So if you are filming stuff or if you are creating stuff, you know, like vlogs and that sort of thing, it's a little less weird, I suppose, because it's a bit more accepted. I don't know. That's kind of my perspective, but I'd like to know if anyone else has a different perspective to that.
So Belinda, have you had any bad experiences when you're filming stuff around Melbourne or anywhere? Or
it's just like the reaction you get from people. They're kind of, I suppose they're just interested in what you're doing. They're just kind of looking at you a bit funny if you're like talking to a camera or something like that, and it's not, and you're not with anyone else.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
So definitely.
But then they sort of look at you going, I wonder what they're doing, and then they realise that you're doing like doing a vlog or something or filming something.
Yeah, so. Right. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. All right, let's go to the news then, Belinda, then we'll come back and have another chat with Jessica for a minute, and then we'll wrap up the podcast. So here we go. I'll play this.
Welcome to the Tech Webcast News. The company has released, Apple has released updates for both the iOS 8 and OS 10 Yosemite. There is also an update for iTunes. iOS 8.4.1 is available for iPhone, iPad and iPod Touch. And the update is chock full of improvements and fixes to Apple Music. OS 10 Yosemite 10.10.5 is recommended by Apple for all users of Yosemite. And next story is free Spotify users could soon get the shaft. Listeners who enjoy free unlimited access to Spotify might not enjoy it for much longer. According to Digital Music News, the company could soon limit the number of songs non-subscribers can listen to. Spotify will be entering negotiations with the big three major record labels in October: Sony Music Entertainment, Warner Music Group, and Universal Music Group. And it's possible that a solid plan will be in place to give premium subscribers more and free subscribers less. And Samsung has entered the pay market. Samsung is taking on Apple and Google with its own mobile payment system. At a press event in New York on Thursday, the company announced Samsung Pay, which sounds very similar to Apple Pay, a new contactless payment system that lets people buy products in physical stores with their phones. While Apple's Apple Pay and Google's Android Pay rely on near-field communication sensors to interact with point-of-sale systems at retailers, which are not widely distributed, Samsung is using a technology called magnetic secure transmission. And there's some news on the iPhone 6S. The next Apple edition. Apple is expected to unveil its next generation iPhone at a media event on or around September 9, 2015, and they may come with impressive camera improvements. Rumors about the next generation iPhone have been trickling in for months. It's expected that Apple will continue its 2014 trend of offering the 2015 iPhone in two separate sizes, one larger and one smaller. And videos have been taken down from Vimeo for using the word pixels. Amazingly, Vimeo has now restored the videos, though. Vimeo representative Kevin Turner said in an email late last week, Vimeo removed certain videos pursuant to a DMCA takedown notice filed by Entura International, claiming that the videos contained copyrighted content from the film Pixels. And Samsung has debuted its Note 5 and Galaxy 6 Edge Plus. In New York, Samsung gathered the technology press at Lincoln Center in New York to unveil the phablet-sized Galaxy Note 5 and Galaxy 6 Edge Plus smartphones, both featuring sharp, vibrant 5.7-inch OLED screens. The new Note 5 screen is flat. The Samsung's curved screen aesthetic is regulated to the Edge Plus, but they added a curve back to the enclosure. Apart from generous on-screen Real estate, both the Note 5 and Galaxy Edge 6 Plus offer another multitasking benefit, more RAM. And that's all the news. Back to you, Brad.
All right. Good stuff, Lynn. Thanks for reading the news today. Thanks. Well read. Well read. Well read. Let's go to Jessica first. What's your view on them stories? Any views at all?
Yeah. I think the Spotify story is really interesting about the freemium model and whether that should be continued or not. It's kind of the catch-22 for artists. Obviously, you know, we want to be paid for the work that we do, but at the same time, I don't know whether getting everyone to pay for premium is the best way to go about it. And whether, you know, we maybe need to move to a model that distributes wealth a little bit more evenly amongst artists so that more people can create content and not just the lucky few that happen to be, you know, bazillionaires or whatever. It's a really difficult question to answer, and I definitely don't have the answer to it, but I would love to know if any of the listeners out there can think of something that would help people to continue to make content and be paid for it without necessarily having to resort to a premium model. That would be a really good solution, I think.
Yeah, definitely. What about you, Belinda? Have you what's your view on them stories at all? Got any view at all?
Yep. Yeah, I was just going to talk about the Samsung payment system that they're introducing. Yep. It sounds very similar to Apple.
Yep.
Too similar almost. And Samsung have a track record for copying Apple for just about everything, like from the iPhone. And they've already been taken to court by Apple. So I wouldn't be surprised if Apple kick up a stink and say, look, you copy. We've already called ours pay, so you have to call it something else because it's like pretty much the same as – you can't call it the same thing because Apple obviously must have a patent on that or something.
Yeah, they must. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Maybe because it's the word pay, they can't have a patent on it or something.
And what about the new Samsung phone blended with the S, the 6S or whatever it's called? They've got that name as well.
The Edge thing. I think I'll stick with an iPhone. I'm not sure. I've never had a Samsung phone, so I don't really trust it.
Yeah, I wouldn't get back. Yeah. I wouldn't use a Samsung. I had one before.
Is it Android or
Android?
It's Android, isn't it?
Android,
I stay away from Android. So no offense to the Android fans out there, but I find the Apple products are much easier to use.
Oh, definitely.
More simple and straightforward.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. No, it works great. You know, the Mac works great, the Apple iPad, the iPhone.
And the Apple release of the iOS 8.4 and OS 10.10.5, that's really good. I've noticed since I installed it, everything's working a bit better. So
good stuff.
There's glitches and stuff and that sort of thing. So, I installed that on Friday night, Australian time.
Sweet. And now, have you gone back to Spotify at all? I'm going back and forth sometimes. I'm using Spotify for a while. And then...
Yeah, I use that premium that you gave me voucher. So
okay, and how are you liking that?
Yeah, really good. Right. Yeah, so I'm kind of using Apple Music and that as well because I'm still using the 3-month free thing with Apple. So
yeah, same.
So I've got both of them.
Yeah, I think I
the Beats one as well.
So. Yeah, same. Yeah, same.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm not sure what to do. I don't know which one to choose, but I don't know. I'm leaning towards Spotify because it's an all-in-one app and it's got more social to it. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I like to have it on the side. I can see what you're listening to, what Jody's listening to, and just click on it and go, "Oh, that's what they're listening to."
Yeah, definitely. Is Jody?
I found neat songs that way.
Yeah, definitely. Is Jody on Spotify at all? Do you know?
I think she is. I think I've seen her name. Maybe I'm thinking of Jennifer. Jennifer's on it.
Yeah.
I don't think Jody. I'm not sure if Jody's on it or not.
All right. All right. Yeah, and Jessica, you're on Spotify?
Yeah, I am. I was actually about to say yesterday I found that President Obama has two playlists.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
On Spotify.
Yeah.
Which I find really amusing and kind of awesome. It's weird. It's like Twitter was the social media interactive platform for people to communicate with celebrities or people that were famous that they liked and wanted to interact with. And now we have Spotify where you can casually stalk the people that you're interested in on their music tastes. So I think it's really cool that you can listen to President Obama's playlist. And I know that I think that I'll be doing that when I'm at work this week. When I get back into the swing of things, I'll be checking out what he's got on his soundtracks.
Very interesting.
So what does he listen to? Rap or? Because he seems like someone who would. I don't know.
I'm not sure. What is she? What does he listen to, Jessica? Audio dropped again. Okay, let's wrap. We'll wrap this podcast up because I think the sky's playing up. Belinda, where can they get hold of you on Twitter?
You can get me on Twitter at bdemi, and I've also got a YouTube account. It's bdemi10.
All right, good stuff. You can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz, and also you can get Jessica at I think it's what's your Twitter address, Jessica?
Twitter is at Rarely Updated, and on YouTube I'm Actor Writer Ninja, and you can check out some of the stuff that I've been getting up to in the US over the next week or two. I've got to finish editing it, but you'll get to see some of the footage from Gen Con that I took.
Nice one. Can't wait. And you also get Jody on Twitter at Sunsweat, I think it is, and Jacob on...
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm back.
We can hear you. Yes, we can hear you.
Yay!
Yeah, it's working.
It keeps dropping. It's just ridiculous. I've never seen Skype this bad before.
It's unbelievable. Crazy, Skype. We're just wrapping up the podcast, Jody. So did you want to mention anything before we go?
Great podcast, guys.
All right, where can they get hold of you, Jody?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I lost the audio again.
Again?
I didn't catch what you said.
Where can they get hold of you if they have any more questions for you?
Love you guys. Great show.
Okay, that's a wrap then. Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks, Jessica. Thanks, Belinda. Thanks, Jody. Thanks, Jacob.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Tech Webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer! Boom!